Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Sawubona mlaleli egameni elihle lenkosi yethu Jesu waseNazaretha ubingelelwa yimi usizo wakwaZuma. La sikhuluma ngengqekithi yokukholwa siyaqhubeka. We are talking about the armor of God. We're talking about the sword of the spirit. Last week we were discussing the shield of faith. There's a lot that we can find ngokukholwa. Kuningi nje esiyakubona ukuthi hlanga sokukholwa sivikela each and every ornament noma each and every weapon esinayo. Sesathi what is the armor of God noma zini khali ezikamoya na? It is the helmet of salvation. It is the breastplate of righteousness. It is the belt of truth. Hallelujah. It is the shoes as the readiness to announce the gospel or the good news of peace. And then sakhuluma about the shield of faith. The shield of faith is the one that covers every other aspect from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. And today I want us to talk about the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Inkemba kamoya eyizwi likaNkulunkulu. But before we look at the actual sword, I want us to look at the word of God for what it truly, truly is. Eimpilweni zethu sise sengabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, izwi libalulekile. Because right now siphila esikhathini where, you know, this is kaNkulunkulu laphana in the book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 12 mawehlana ikhuluma about the fivefold ministry, ukuthi thina we are called as the fivefold ministry to equip the saints for the work of ministry, so that we are no longer tossed to and from by every wind of doctrine, so that we come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God. So kubalulekile ukuthi silazi izwi likaNkulunkulu singumzimba kaKristu, but we first, the fivefold ministry, need to understand what the true word of God is. And kubalulekile ukuthi kuqala sazi ukuthi lithini izwi likaNkulunkulu elilotshiwe. Esikhathini samanje sigijima esikhathini lapho abantu bafuna ukugijima ngama-revelation, abantu bafuna ukugijima nge-rhema, abasayifuni i-logos. So before we actually look at the sword of the spirit in terms of how you fight your spiritual battles, qala, let's first understand the significance of what the word of God is. Now, first and foremost, we need to understand what the word says about the word. Masingaya encwadini kaJohane chapter 1 lithi ekuqaleni wayekhona ulizwi. Ulizwi waye kuNkulunkulu. Ulizwi waye nguNkulunkulu. Yena loyo wayekhona ekuqaleni kuNkulunkulu. Now it says ukuthi in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Bese iyaqhubeka ikhuluma into engaqondwa ingqondo, into ekuyimystery, bese ithi and the word was God. Hallelujah. So now we find ukuthi ulizwi, it's actually a person. Who is this person ongulizwi na? Masifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu lisitshela ukuthi ulizwi, verse 14, waba yinyama wakha phakathi kwethu, sabona inkazimulo yakhe, inkazimulo njengeyozelwe yedwa kuyise, egcwele umusa neqiniso. So ulizwi bese waba yinyama. Who is this word? Because lithi in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Bese lithi the same was in the beginning with God. Bese uyalapha ku Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 lithi in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. Bese I verse 2 ikhuluma ngokunye okuye kwayenzakala, you know, after a period of time. And then ku verse 3 lithi then God said, in other words, then God released ulizwi wathi makube khona ukukhanya, bese lithi kwaba khona ukukhanya. So every time ulizwi ededelwa ephuma emlonyeni kwaJehova, kuba khona ama results abakhona. Le uNkulunkulu ayishoyo ukuthi ulizwi makayenze, iyenzeka njengalokho uNkulunkulu ayishilo, bese ama results abuyela back kuNkulunkulu. Ulizwi akabuyele muva, noma izwi alibuyele muva lingawenzanga umsebenzi. Ubani ulizwi na? Lithi lana ku John chapter 1 verse 14, ulizwi waba yinyama. Ulizwi wahamba wayongena esibelethweni somuntu odalwe wuye uqobo lwakhe, bese wazalwa, samazi thina njengokuthi unguJesu Kristu igama lakhe. So uJesu Kristu, abaningi there is a debate bathi Jesus is not God. Jesus is God, because mawulifunda izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi in the beginning was the word, likhuluma ngoJesu, bese lithi and the word was with God, bese lithi and the word was God. So indeed Jesus Christ is God. And even if you go to the book of Hebrews chapter 1, you see ukuthi uNkulunkulu uyamadressa uJesu Kristu uthi your throne, O God. He speaks. God the Father is speaking to God the Word. Uthi your throne, O God, is forever and ever. Bese uthi the scepter of your kingdom is the scepter of righteousness, or the foundation of your kingdom is the foundation of righteousness. So uNkulunkulu masithi siyambheka, sithi siyamqonda, we know that we serve a triune God, and that is what I've been teaching ekuseni ukuthi we are serving a God who manifests himself in three persons, who created you in his image. And masithi siyabheka, now you are three-dimensional in nature. You are divided by three, but you are still the same person. You are a spirit, you have a soul, and you live in a body. UNkulunkulu, he is God, the one that we know as the Father, who is seated on the throne. Elichizwa uNkulunkulu lapho uJohane evulwa amehlo kamoya bese sakayambona bese uthi he that sat on the throne is like a jasper stone. The man that is sitting on the throne, the one that was seen by the generation of Moses, let's catch ayehlele entabeni yase Sinai, that's whom we regard as God the Father, lo esiphuma phakathi kuye. And then bese there is God the Word, izwi lakhe eliphuma emlonyeni wakhe elinguye uqobo lwakhe elihamba liyodala lento afuna ukuthi liyenze. And then bese kuba khona umoya kaNkuluNkulu, the spirit of the Lord, noma the Holy Spirit. Ebese balifuna ukusitrika futhi izwi likaNkulunkulu because I still understand ngeyingqondo zethu, but still understand through the revelation. Bese masilifunda in the book of Revelation lithi the seven spirits of God, which means it's the sevenfold spirit of the Most High. So uNkulunkulu, you can never understand him. Mkhulu, mningi, ubanzi, ujulile the way angakhona. But namhlanje I want us to talk about ulizwi, ukuthi ungubani ulizwi na. Ulizwi unguJesu Kristu uqobo lwakhe. Lithi zikaNkulunkulu usenze ngomfanekiso wakhe, because nathi you are a spirit and God is a spirit. And lithi zikaNkulunkulu you have a soul and then you live in a body. The manifestation of your spirit is your body. We are also flesh. Ngelinye lamalanga, and I always say it, and this is ingqikithi yokholwa kwethu. Ngelinye lamalanga uzothi mawuhamba emhlabeni umoya wakho mawuhlukana nomzimba, because emngcwabeni wakho sithini, sithi this is the funeral of this person. Siyahamba siyothatha umzimba wakhe siyobeka kuphi? Emathuneni. But now we know ukuthi this is just the body of this person. But lo muntu lona usuke enzeni, usuke esishiyile ehambile ayoba ngale. Ingqikithi yethu yokholwa ukuthi ngelinye lamalanga sothi masihamba emhlabeni sibuyele kuye ezulwini. And then bese makabheka encwadini yakhe yokuphila, if igama lakho lilotshiwe encwadini yokuphila, it means that that is your entry to heaven. We believe that there is a heaven, and in heaven we go through the spirit man. Uyothi umzimba wakho mawuhlukana nomoya, lapho umoya wakho uhamba khona sekuthiwa uhambile, thina we believe that we go to be present with the Lord, lo esimkhonzayo, because our names are written in the book of life. And then what happens to the soul now? The soul is there, is the mind, your will, and your emotions. That is your expression. That is where you make your decisions. That is where you have your thoughts. That is in the soul. Because the manifestation of the soul, which is also invisible, is the brain. So each and every aspect of our body is a manifestation of that which is invisible. And then bese so yahamba uya ekhaya ezulwini la uNkulunkulu ekhona. And then bese ngelinye lamalanga icilongo lizokhala bese imizimba yethu iba reunited nemimoya yethu nomphefumulo wethu bese siba nomzimba okhazimulisiwe ofana nomzimba kaJesu Kristu uqobo lwakhe, because he being in his incarnate state, noma in his pre-incarnate state, when he was just God the Word, he needed a body. And then Maria, she volunteered to say, yes, I say yes, I will carry this seed, I will carry this weight. And then that's how God had a body. That's how he developed a body. So that is the basic of our Christian faith. Namhlanje bengifuna ukuaddressa ukuthi ulizwi ungubani na? Because we are talking about the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. Who is the word of God? Next week ngifuna ukuthi sibheke about the sikhulume about logos, the written word of God, leli esibalekela ukuthi sime phezukwalo, because each and everything esiyenzayo siyenza based on that which is written, because not Jesu Christ uqobo lwakhe uthi everything that is written testifies of him. UNkulunkulu akubusise ke mlaleli, until next week.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.